Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, Prince and 3G, Third Eye Girl. You all know that Prince is tweeting. Now, he's been tweeting for about a month from the Third Eye Girl Twitter profile. So that's pretty cool and awesome. He has new music out. So you guys seen the Dave Chappelle cover of his newest single? That's amazing. Or his newest music. Oh, that's amazing. But we're trying this again. My apologies for the technical difficulties this morning. So we're trying it again right now at 3 o'clock. So it's evening, late night, where my friends are in England and the Netherlands and Australia. Just shouting you guys out. It's early morning and I guess early afternoon, too, in some places, midnight. So shout out to all listeners worldwide. And so, of course, it's Motivating Monday, and I love Mondays. I love every broadcast, but Motivating Monday especially because it really kicks off the week. And today we're talking about, you know, staying motivated even when fall comes around. I mean, the fall season begins in, what, like a week or two? And it's important for us to stay motivated and staying fit. Because whenever the winter ends, we're always trying to get back in shape for summertime. But, oh, why can't we stay consistent with being fit and eating healthy? Even during the holiday season, right? I know. We all go through it, right? And also we're talking about the importance of credit reports. And, you know, last night, my dear friend Jerry and I, Jerry shared with us some important advice. We're going to be a successful realtor in Miami shared important advice regarding the importance of keeping track of your, not only your credit reports, but your credit score also. You know, if you have good credit, do your best to maintain it. If you're trying to get good credit, you know, there are steps to doing that also. But it's very important to know what your credit reports say. I mean, like Jerry said last night, we can get free copies annually and pay a small fee to find out what your credit score is. And so it's important to know what creditors, and even when we go on job interviews or seeking business loans, you know, they check our credit. So it's important for numero uno to know what's on your credit report. But again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Remember, on Saturday, KC Munch is going to be a guest coming back promoting his EP, KC Comes Alive. And some of you know him as Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion. And you guys know how much I love SeaWorld High Fashion. So just want to remind you of that. And on Wednesday, Matters of the Heart. That will be the next live broadcast. And we'll be talking about to have children or not, to delay. You know, there are people that are strict about Planned Parenthood. There, you know, there's this different subject that we can talk, go on and on about kids, to have them, not to have them, or have them early in life or later in life. I mean, there's some people, I have friends who have grown kids, and then I turn around and talk with them, and they're like, guess what, I have a baby. Like, what? You know, like, okay, some people are, you know, are waiting to have kids, and some people are having more kids after their older kids, after their, you know, their their kids grow up. They still not finished having kids. I know I'm just rambling. Maybe because Jerry's been getting on me off of the day. So, but he's on the line and he's going to share with us information regarding creative reports. And we've been talking about Monday Night Football also. So maybe he would like to share some information regarding Monday Night Football also. We can talk a little bit regarding sports. But the big story is I watched my morning news shows this morning has been the situation with Syria. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward to seeing the president's speech tomorrow night when he informs us exactly what's going on with this situation dealing with Syria, you know, because we really need to know. But you know what? Something that I think is so cool, have you guys heard the report of how the president showed up at Joe Biden's residence? Surprised everybody, even Joe Biden, because I'm figuring like, well, okay, maybe Joe Biden knew, but Joe Biden was having a Vice President Joe Biden was having dinner with the Republican senators, and the president just showed up. So wow. Well, I don't know. I thought Jerry was on the line, so I don't know. Maybe he'll call back and share with us information regarding credit reports and credit scores, but I also have information to share with you, and also we'll talk about staying fit in the fall time. But let's continue on, and here's Prince and 3EG, Minister Cycle. Thank you. Prince and Larry Graham. Okay, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Back on. Went off the air for a moment. I thought I couldn't get back in, but I'm back. So, yay. So spread the word that the show is still on. But what I was saying before I attempted to play the Larry Graham French song, that I'm looking forward to tomorrow's night speech from the president regarding what is going on with the situation concerning Syria. And, I mean, what's your take regarding this? Are you waiting to hear what the president will share with us tomorrow night during the speech? You know, this is some important stuff. And right before the holiday, that is something. I mean, we shouldn't be considering a strike right before the holidays. This is an important situation because this could put more lives in danger, in my opinion. Who am I? But his continuation of Prince, well, Prince, Larry Graham with Prince.
There it is.
Did you know?
Yeah. How do you want me to introduce you, man?
You said something for
I should have told you.
WFC.
That I loved you with all of my heart. I should have told you. Could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Oh, it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. As you've gone away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I was just acting way too hard.
Oh, could I have you there?
Barefoot and pregnant, 4 kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home.
building at one time, and I said, I remember this place, totally different.
Because when you were here, it was an eyesore, and it was an eyesore until the late Frank Melton's administration. Because Frank Melton was like, hey, we got to do something about this building. And, you know, the history buffs like myself and many people, you know, we really wanted to see something happen for good. And Frank Melton really put his foot down. If he didn't get anything done, he definitely he was like, either you guys do something with this building, with this hotel, or it's coming down.
And so they built this hotel, and I stayed there. It was very nice.
As much as I wanted to stay there, I have not spent the night there yet, and I have plans to stay there in the near future because it's such an historic building. And, you know, there was a time, it wasn't open for non-white.
That's true.
You know, back in the heyday. So now...
Right.
You know, only the workers could work there, but even big-time celebrities couldn't even stay there back in the day. So that's good that now it's open for everybody.
Right, right, right. So true,
Edward
so
Hotel,
true.
Hilton Garden, and Deuce McAllister is part owner of it.
Who is?
Deuce McAllister, the former Saint.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I know Ian
Shrager. That
was pretty good.
It's funny that you mentioned
that. Walked to the convention center and walked back.
But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, too, that Jackson had changed, because I just mentioned to Jerry about an hour or two ago that, hey, Jackson has changed some. You know, the city surrounding Jackson has grown, but... Jackson, is in need to be revitalized. So, would you notice that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're in the midst of a revitalization, but a lot of the cities surrounding Jackson are just overflowing with new businesses.
I actually lost my home, my childhood home, to eminent domain. The city of Jackson State bought my childhood home because they were building a throughway on Pearl Street.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I lost it. I would have still had it today if everything, you know, all was good, but I lost it, you know? So... Yeah.
I went by Jackson State University myself too, and that has told, you know, some things haven't changed, but a lot of things seemed a lot different and looked. I almost did not recognize the place. Again, I have not been there in so long, but it did brought back good memories. It also brought back a time in my life that, you know, I was in my early 20s, and you know it's just how do I say, not only a throwback, but some nostalgia for me, because basically as a young adult, I kind of grew up there, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Where were you born?
I was born in Massachusetts. I'm of Cape Verdean ancestry, if you know what that is. That's off the coast of West Africa. My great-grandparents are from there, a Portuguese colony, but an African nation as well. And then they, you know, migrated to the U.S. in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what? Bethany?
I love family history.
Cape Verdean, just think Creole. It's kind of the same thing. It's like Portuguese and black.
And African.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for sharing
that
with us.
Have you had a Cape Verdean on your show before?
So we're history buffs, so
yeah,
it's good to hear that. You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy. But that's an interesting topic that you're doing, a piece that you're working on. Jerry was just telling me about how the market changed, and I talked to a lot of realtors and friends of mine that are real estate investors, and sometimes some areas are booming and some experience what you're doing a piece on. So that's good.
Yeah,
so you're going to different.
You know, a lot of investors are out there around the country buying up properties with, you know, they have a lot of cash, but that's not really helping out the average homeowner who wants to raise a family. You know, These folks are just, hey, there's nothing wrong with making a buck. But sometimes that's what caused this financial crisis in the first place, because you had a lot of investors buying up properties left and right. Then you had investors around the world wanting a piece of it. And then it just started to get so huge that eventually the prices got so big, so high, that it had to come down.
Yeah. And of course, predatory lending happened. You got Countrywide, giving out bogus loans to people who doesn't really deserve the loans.
Right.
And can't pay it.
Jerry, because they were going to sell it anyway. They didn't care, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Another company. So.
Yeah, that's the market is really, really, really volatile right now. So I'm making my living on rentals right now. Rentals, and I'm doing commercial property. I switched the gears. Commercial's doing really well right now. I mean, if you got $3 million, it doesn't really matter if you lose a couple hundred bucks on a deal. So, the rich people are still making money. It's that middle class that's suffering. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes,
okay,
I definitely
hear you.
What are
some of the hot topics that your listeners always want you to talk about?
Wow,
yeah.
What we're talking about now, that's an important topic, the economy, entrepreneurship. People are concerned about, what's going on with Syria, race relations, diversity, what you're going to different major cities, diversity in larger cities and small cities. Have a great listenership of listeners from rural areas and large cities. I'm amazed at the listeners that I have in Miami and New York and L.A. I mean, it's an entertainment lifestyle show, so we all have something in common regarding how we live our lives. Back to what you were saying,
right.
People want to raise families. If you're single or a couple or our parents or not, we all are concerned about our well-being. So that's pretty much what the listeners are concerned about, how to save money and make money. Because some of my popular shows are shows when it comes to shopping, how to, haggle, how to coupon shop, and just, and just different things. One thing I love about my show, too, I'm amazed at the celebrities that also support the show. It's about just, we all are people. We're all human beings. And
we care about safety
in the community, regardless of our political affiliations at that.
You're right. For sure.
Yeah. But thank you for asking that question.
No, I hear you. And I don't want to keep daring. This cat just flew to Miami. And I'm getting ready to go pick him up in about 20 minutes.
Oh, man. Did you surprise Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
And then he surprised me. Because you know what? He's been talking about you like crazy.
Yeah,
been talking about you. So I'm so glad you are there.
Well,
wow.
Well,
would you be interviewing him for the piece?
Say again?
Will you be interviewing Jerry for the piece?
Possibly so, because Jerry's been in real estate. How many years now?
14
years in real estate. So we're always looking for a real estate professional to give us that side of the story, that input. So so that's another surprise. Surprise, Jerry. Surprise, surprise, surprise. hopefully he'll say yes. but you know what, JL, I mean, if you don't, I don't want to force you into it because you're my friend. But if you do it, I think it'll be great. If not, you're too shy. We'll figure it out. But we'll figure it out. But I'd like you to. And Bethany, he'd be great. But Bethany, listen, I'd come on your show again. Maybe me and Jerry will be on at some other time.
Oh yeah, Bethany, we're gonna be on.
Please, whatever you want to talk about, whatever the hot topic.
Okay, you got a fan on right here. This cat's been on like NBC, he had his own show. I mean, yeah, it's just you got what's up right here.
What are your thoughts regarding Siri?
Know what he means, Bevan. I'm sorry, say again.
What are your thoughts regarding Siri? Siri. What have you been hearing?
Bethany, he's interviewed Halle Berry, God damn, from everybody. He had his own show.
Johnny Cochran before he died. Yeah, I can share some good stories with you about some.
Signed by Johnny Cochran from his cat.
Have you ever interviewed O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to O.J.?
I think prior to his being in trouble, so that may not count, you know, years before. So, in other words, long before that incident happened. I never, you know, so.
Yeah.
But
see, he's talked to Halle Berry, Jesse Jackson, everybody you can name. I mean,
Bill and Hillary Clinton, but.
Bill and Clinton. It was the best black, quote-unquote, minority talk show in the state of Boston. There was no other. And everybody wanted to come. And back then, it was called Say Brother.
Oh.
Did they change the name to Basic Black? Yeah.
Yeah, the name was Basic Black. And everybody who was colored that came in town in Boston went on their show.
What did you just say, Jerry?
Yeah, he used the old term from way back. He used the old term from the 60s, didn't he?
Yeah. I heard him say
that. The interview. Well,
yeah. Sound like you're 99. I was like, wait a second, back up. What did you just say?
I love you, man.
Sound like Mr. Elbert. I love Mr. Elbert.
She's laughing how you used the term colored from the
1960s. Yeah, no, I was like, wait a second, did I just hear what I thought I heard?
And we all know, Jerry, you only born in 1969.
I'm beginning to think 1869.
I'm born 68. Oh, that's crazy.
1868.
Hey, you're crazy. Hey, listen, I'm not gonna keep this man because he's busy. Hey, Bethany, I'm gonna hit you back up and I'm gonna get dressed. Darren, I'm coming to get you.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. It's nice talking with you, Derek, and I look forward to talking to you this evening, or I know you're working and spending time with Crazy Jerry. But thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us on the show.
And let us know when the piece will be airing so we can check it out online, those of us that's not in Boston, and then those in Boston know when to catch it, but definitely want to watch it online.
Oh, yes. We got you. We got you, baby girl. Go get your show.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a surprise. Jerry is something else. We were just talking last night. I told him, I said, you're sneaky. He's like, I'm not sneaky. I'm like, you like to surprise people, don't you? And he was like, yes. I'm like, well, you're sneaky. Because you have to be sneaky when you like to surprise people, right? And that was a nice surprise. But then he was surprised, too, by his friend showing up at the airport in town to do a piece regarding foreclosures in major cities. So I wonder what other cities are he visiting. Would he be visiting? You know, I'm wondering if he's visiting Dallas and some other major cities also. New Orleans, considered a major city. Houston. So, wow. That should be an interesting piece. I hope Jerry commits to being interviewed for that piece also. That should be interesting to see. But again, let's continue on. I'm so glad that we were able to come back on air. Look at that opportunity that we could have missed. And so thank God that that the technical difficulties was rectified, and we were able to be surprised. And so that was a very nice surprise and an educational one also. I'm glad that he had a nice experience also coming to Jackson. And I recommend, if you've never been to Mississippi or been to Jackson, come. It's a historic city. It's a historic state. And we have nice weather pretty much all year. You know, I'm cold in the wintertime, but a lot of people love the winter here. But this time of season, this is a wonderful time to visit. Near fair time, and just we're festive and love the holiday season in Mississippi, like many other places, and not to mention the good food here. You know, we're not on that top list, which is not a good anything to brag about. You know, visiting rate. But, you know, we have good food here. And surprisingly, a few weeks ago, I had seen a poll that was taken where Mississippi has bad food. I mean, food that doesn't taste good. The food here is wonderful, you know, from healthy food to not so healthy food. Food here is wonderful. But that was an amazing surprise, talking with Jerry and Derek. And that was a nice surprise. I won't go on and on rambling because that was a really nice surprise. And it's good when you can be educated and talk history and all of that. Thank you guys for calling in. And have fun. I'll talk with you later on. But listeners, I hope you enjoyed that. And I'll keep you updated when that piece will air in Boston, Massachusetts. And again, remember, Casey Munchkin will be here on Saturday night, 8 o'clock, call it Club Culture Shock Entertainment Report, talking about his new LP, Casey Comes Alive, new music from Seaworld High Fashion will be released around Valentine's Day, the beginning of 2014, so that should be fun. I love Seaworld High Fashion, you guys know that, and Casey Kasem music is Casey Kasem. Oh my God, you guys know I love me some Top 40, huh? I'm crazy about Ryan Seacrest, but remember back in the day when Casey Kasem hosted America's Top 40? Amazing. But again, thank you for your support, and I hope you enjoyed that surprise interview. So you never know what to expect. I tell you guys, I'm tweaking, and after being on air since March 21st, 2011, still developing. You never know who's going to show up. And that's a good thing.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out, for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace, al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.
that I just do it. Sharon, Dread Days. Yay. Now here's an article that I'm checking out from HealthWorks. 8 tips from doctors on how to stay fit this fall. And it's published on August 30th, a little over a week ago, by Rose Egg. And they're showing a picture of a guy cross-country skiing. And it is written that cross-country skiing can be a great cold-weather alternative for runners. I have many loved ones and friends who are runners. I plan on resuming jogging, like real, real, real soon. I walk a lot, but I need to resume jogging. This is from Seattle. The fall, goodness, I hope I haven't missed the broadcast. Okay, from Seattle. The fall can bring a sense of impending doom to outdoor enthusiasts. Maybe you spent the last 3 months getting fit in the sunshine and the anticipated months of rain and clouds. Have you wondered if there's any hope for maintaining your summer figure? But local doctors say fall weight gain is not inevitable. If you want to stay fit this fall, you'll just have to be creative. Runners, gear up or switch to speed. Don't like the idea of running in the rain. Many runners enjoy it. The aerobic workout and cross-country skiing, says Dr. Wim Callahan. And those of you that live in areas where skiing or go on skiing vacations, I know what I'm sharing. Says Dr. Wim Callahan, a sports medicine specialist at Virginia Mason. Plenty of vendors will offer lesson and gear rental packages to first-timers. The rain and cooler temperatures can be looked at as an opportunity to try something new, Callahan says. If you're not willing to brave the snow, Callahan says, running is one of the more sustainable forms of exercise throughout the year. As long as you wear the right gear, he recommends layering moisture-wicking garments under a waterproof outer layer. The biggest risk runners face during the winter is cooling down too quickly, Callahan says. Be careful not to get really inactive really fast, he says. That's when you tend to get a chill or hypothermia. Do your cool down inside where it's warm. Bring your bike inside. If you've been enjoying riding your own bike but fear the elements will slow you down, consider investing in a trainer stand. Rather than paying for a spinning class, Callahan says trainers allow cyclists to use their own bike for an indoor workout. There are also plenty of great DVDs to motivate you from your living room, he says, and then take a stroll. Rather than hiding indoors, Dr. Pooja Tandon, a pediatrician at Seattle Children's Hospital, encourages families to enjoy the fall scenery on family walks. We live in an area where the temperatures rarely dangerously cold, she says. Invest in the right kind of gear to be outdoors year-round. Because this is published in Seattle, so those of you and many of the listeners are in cold areas. I have family members and friends who are in states like Minnesota and Montana and North Dakota. And, that's what you can call dangerous cold weather. Okay, then let's join a class. If you're going to work indoors, why not try something new? Callahan encourages people to experiment with different exercise classes when weather gets cold. Better yet, plan to go with a friend. When you're having trouble getting going, having a friend in it with you is encouraging, he says. Dr. Rosemary Agostini, a sports medicine specialist at Group Health, urges her patients to think about what activities they enjoyed as a kid, such as dance or martial arts, and try returning to those. Dive into swimming, and this published in Seattle. So it goes on to say that Seattle is home to many indoor pools that can provide great exercise opportunities. And in your area, like here in Jackson, Mississippi, I know the YMCA and There are other facilities and gyms that offer indoor pools, like St. Dominic Club and, you know, different fitness clubs, especially those affiliated with hospitals, have other indoor pools here that can provide great exercise opportunities. Callahan says, find the closest one online. So wherever you are, you can find that. Tone up, Callahan says. The fall and winter can be great to strengthen your core with indoor workouts like yoga, Pilates. Purchasing DVDs can be much less expensive than joining group classes because you might have a couple of DVDs for women's health. Consider a community center. Exactly. If you prefer indoor exercise away from the elements, Callahan advises people to think beyond the high-end boutique gym. Consider your local community center, which is likely to be far less expensive. Exactly. I love Anytime Fitness, but I have found an amazing gym at one of our local farm markets. Fantastic facility, and you're talking about the cost being less expensive, free. Membership is free. And then I have healthy eating lifestyle classes also. And, you know, they're like small fees. $1, $5 or whatever, but that's good because we learn healthy ways to eat better. And then there's Make a Plan. No matter what time of year it is, Callahan says people who want to stay fit to schedule exercise like an appointment and stick to it. If you do that, one day holiday splurges shouldn't have much impact on your waistline. Exactly. I'm focused on my waistline, baby. You know, working on this 20, to be honest, I might have lost some of this 20 pounds I've been working on, but I'm sticking to the plan until I know exactly, because melt this 20 pounds that I need to melt off and also tighten up what areas that I need to tighten up, like my waistline. Make a plan no matter what time of year it is. Callahan says, people want, I already said that. Most importantly, Callahan recommends people get the minimum amount of exercise recommended by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, 30 minutes five times a week. 30 minutes five times a week. That makes a big difference. 30 minutes. And so you say, oh, I don't have time. Some of your favorite shows are 30 minutes. I mean, you can exercise while you're watching your favorite show. You can exercise while you are listening to this broadcast. Exactly. So that is the minimum on your side of your health contract, he says. You have a year-round investment in your health. So 30 minutes five times a week of doing moderate exercise goes a long way, and it's better than not doing anything at all, and not just in the fall time, but any time. Okay. And then here's some information regarding staying fit in the fall time. Let me get this right. Fitness. Exercising for 30 minutes at least 5 days a week makes you look better and feel better while reducing your risk for many chronic conditions. Physical activity boosts your immune system and mental sharpness and helps you avoid obesity, diabetes, cancer, and heart problems. Getting in shape is all about setting attainable goals and finding a fitness routine that meets your individual needs and interests. But don't just start now. Almost any activity can count as exercise, from walking and dancing to swimming or biking. Staying fit means listening to your body. Exactly. I'm always listening to my body. Listen to your body. Listen to how you feel. Listen to the aches and pains or areas that you really feel good at. You know, listen to your body. That's what I'm saying. And learning what makes you feel the best. It is important to be patient with yourself if you take on a strenuous aerobic activity or strength training. Trying to up your intensity too quickly and lead to injury and loss of motivation. Doctors, personal trainers, and friends who share your fitness goals can be your best supporters as you pursue a healthy lifestyle. So that's good information, and that's good. That's good overall information. Yay! I just received a magazine. Find it in Fondren magazine. Fondren is a very popular historic area community here in Jackson, Mississippi. Those of you that are fans of the film The Help, when you watched that movie, you were watching a lot of you were in Fondren. The Downer Brent's Drugs, that was in Fondren. Some of the neighborhoods, Fondren area. And I just received a Find It in Fondren magazine, Fall 13, The People, Places, and Events of Jackson's Toughest Neighborhood. And it's a very awesome-looking periodical. And there's advertisements and articles with businesses throughout the Fondren community. And there's even an article of my friend Kamikaze, The Maturation of Mr. Franklin, Brad Kamikaze Franklin, written by a Gerard Lee. I'm checking that out. And then there's Francine, my acting coach and from New Stage Theater. She and her husband, there's an article about them called From a Musical Household. Of course, there are amazing restaurants. Rainbow Co-op is one of my favorite places to go. They advertise the Mississippi Blues Marathon and Half Marathon that always happens at the beginning of the year, January 11, 2014, presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Wow, this is pretty neat. Find It in Fondren. So if you want to know more about Fondren, Find It in Fondren, visit their website at Find It in Fondren. FONDREN.com. They are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So check it out. It's one of Jackson's pretty much most famous historic neighborhoods. And it's really cool. And in the back, they have like an area of entitled shopping. And it's a list of all the businesses that you can shop at. And also, there's a list of events in the back, also an events calendar of special events that would be happening in Fondren, like the Fondren After Five happened last week. There's a Hard Work show benefiting Stew Pot at the Cedars on October 3rd. I'll be at a Hart at a Coleman Foundation event on that night. Everybody will be in town that night also, like performing at the fair. There's just a list of amazing events that will be happening, and also there are maps also to guide you throughout Fondren. And so check it out at finditinfondren.com. I'm glad I saw this before going off the air so I could share this with you all. And amazing, amazing periodical. That's really neat. You all know how much I love. Reminds me of the Dallas Observer. Kind of, you know, Dallas magazine that I love so much. Oh, man. So let's share a little bit more information. I hope I can talk a little bit more, too, about credit. But, hey, I'm so glad we came back on air and was able to talk to my dear friend Jerry Lewis, a successful realtor who's from Jackson, Mississippi, but been in Miami for like the past 13 years. And he was a successful realtor there, and also that was his friend Derek, who have worked here at WLBT NBC affiliate before. Now he's been based in Boston, and he's in Miami doing a piece regarding foreclosures, and that's an important topic, right? All right, so we definitely need to talk more about different subjects regarding proper housing throughout the country. Excuse me if my voice is like fading away because the phone had dropped. But that's just amazing. Let's see. Wow. want to share a little bit more information regarding staying fit in the fall time. So there's different websites you can visit. Shape.com. WellCommunityChicago.org has information regarding quick tips of staying fit. Share Care, where I was trying to get some information from, answer questions regarding staying fit. Also, you know, you can always visit Women's Health and Men's Health magazines also. And maybe if I run out of time, can squeeze a little bit of talking more about credit, because we talked a lot about it last night. Pretty much covered the basics regarding credit reports. You can, good idea to contact all three major agencies annually. I recently received all three, the past week received credit reports from the three major agencies. Also, I have them in my lap right now. And so it's good. You might say, well, I don't care about that, but, you know, you like it or not, people check your credit. But some things that you least expect, all your credit gets checked for, and it's important to know what's on your credit also in case people are stealing your ID or identification and making purchases that they shouldn't be. But here's some information from Well Community, Healthy Living on Chicago's North Side, and some of the tips that they share. Quick tips on staying fit in fall. Oops. My page disappeared. Here we go. Summer may be gone, but exercise opportunities are not. And this article is from Casey Hernandez, senior staff writer at the periodical. And they go on to say, talk about something that I want to read is not visible. Oh man. And we talk about exercising in the lakeshores and bicycles that ride throughout the city. But then the next paragraph goes on to say that, but all too soon the days become shorter, temperatures drop, and heading outside to exercise becomes more and more challenging. When fall sets in, Sue Tabbert, personal trainer with Golfer Life Center in Chicago, sees more people struggle to stay active. Talbert's main advice is simple. She allows, but it works. Find something you like to do. That way you'll stick with it. Talbert, who is also an exercise physiologist working in cardiac rehabilitation at Swedish Covenant Hospital, offers the following advice to help you stay fit this fall. Seize the season. Autumn in Chicago isn't all dark and dreary, but, you know, you can think and consider where you live also. This is an article from a periodical in Chicago. Autumn in Chicago isn't all, and it's good that I'm sharing stories from colder cities because if people can continue to work out and take care of themselves in cold cities, then people like I in cities that experience maybe 2 months of cold weather can do it. Autumn in Chicago isn't all dark and dreary. The season also boasts a number of cool but sunny days. The couple times I have been to Chicago, I've been doing cold weather. I know when I had gone to Chicago in the mid-90s once, I had on my Emmy Hurricane summer gear. And it was hot here in Mississippi. But then when I got on the airplane in Chicago to attend an Operation Push event, I was freezing. I mean, and this was early September. I was so cold. I was like, oh, my God, what somebody told me. I mean, I know it's the Windy City, but it was in September. I mean, that wind was whipping me like it was nobody's business. But back to this. Wrist walls are great for fall because it's chilly out. She said bicycling, raking leaves, and gardening also active ways to enjoy the autumn days. The nearby North Park Village Nature Center, located at 5801 North Polanski, offers fall nature walks, bird walks, and other nature-oriented activities, and numerous other local businesses host these events that can keep you active. And we have places like that everywhere here in Mississippi. Work out with a buddy. Being accountable to someone helps you roll out of bed on those dark mornings. Pick a friend or ask your mate to help you and encourage you, she said. Another effective way to use the buddy system, get a dog and turn those regular walks into fitness opportunities. Yeah, I'm going to start back taking my girls for walks around. Keep fitness on your agenda. The back-to-school mentality can make fall a far busier season than summer. To maintain a workout schedule during jam-packed days, put exercise on your calendar as you would any other appointment. In time, Tabor said, a regular fitness routine will become unnatural, automatic. If you have a conflict and have to change things, reschedule your exercise, she said. Don't just take it off the calendar. And that's one reason why I'm tweaking my schedule, because I had my schedule where to fit in if I had started school at Ogle School in Dallas. But also, I'm tweaking it so I can really focus on, you know, fitness and exercise also as I work and also prepare to advance my education. Because, you know, we have at least that 30 minutes 5 times a week, right? So we have to see and fit and reschedule things where it doesn't feel like a chore, but it's just a habit. It's part of our routine. It's natural. But it goes on to say, stay home and work out. Is a downpour keeping you from exercising? Tevin recommends checking out fitness DVDs at the library. If you find a workout style you like, you can pursue classes or purchase additional equipment. Check in with a professional. Many people fear the gym because they feel uncomfortable and unsure what to do. And then, you know, there are personal trainers that will pretty much work out with you at your own gym. There are a lot of personal trainers that I come across here. You know, they'll work out with you at the local parks and guide you and direct you. But it goes on to say that fall is a great time to schedule some sessions with personal trainers and learn how to get fit indoors. Talbert helps introduce newcomers to exercise and establish short-term and long-term goals. And they go on to say that this article was printed originally in 2008, but it was published, revised recently. But that is important information to know, basic information. You know, sometimes we just need to hear things that we already know to keep doing what we must do, right? Right. So we're almost running out of time, and we'll talk more about credit at the beginning of Wednesday's show, Matters of the Heart.
and we'll be talking about certain topics, important topics. But I thank you again for tuning in, and God bless. You are super amazing. Thank you for your support. The next live broadcast will be Wednesday morning at 5:30 a.m., Matters of the Heart. We're talking about to have kids or not, you know, to wait, to have them early, to wait, to have more kids after your other, after kids have grown up. You know, what's your situation? What's your stance regarding that? So, and also dating in the fall, tell you that I love talking about dating tips with singles and also couples. I love it when married couples have their date night, just like single people. You know, some people think that if people are exclusively dating or married, that they don't date. Oh, that's really exclusively involved, that they don't date. But it's important for all, from singles to the attached. I love to see the first couple when they're doing their date night. That's cool. But again, thank you for your support and listening. And if you would like for me to play your music, send me your music. It might be a gift. Let me know if there's certain topics that you want to discuss. That was a good question that Derek asked. What are the listeners talking about, wanting, all of that? You guys want it all, right? We want to talk about it all. And you prove it, too, when you call in and you network with me online and offline. It's amazing the things that we talk about openly and privately. It's amazing. But thank you again for your love and your support. And a little bit effectively networking, right? Let's spread love and keep one another in each other's prayers. Thank you, and you are appreciated. God bless. And again, thank you to Deary and Derek for calling in. Also, and my apologies for the moments of silence also. But until next time, be good and let people know that you care. God bless.